May is an important month for bird watchers. Bird Watching in Our Parks is a series of walks presented by Meridian Township Parks and the Capital Area Audubon Society. The final walk of the season takes place Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Davis Foster Preserve on North Van Atta Road. Naturalist Clara Bratton will guide participants through the grassland area to spot characteristic birds of Midwest prairies. And WKAR's Peter Wharf met Clara Bratton yesterday at the Harris Nature Center to talk about Michigan bird watching.
The local Capital Area Audubon Society has teamed up with Meridian Township to provide some bird walks for people in the township. We've been doing it for years at Fenner Nature Center, and so we're expanding our range and going to do some here. We've already had two, and this one coming up this Sunday is our last one for the spring season.
What sorts of birds will you be looking for?
That's a unique sight out at the Davis Foster Park. It's a restored prairie, was farmland, and they've planted a lot of prairie grasses out there. And so it has created the perfect habitat for some birds that are not normally seen in this area. They're not flashy, they're not colorful, they're little brown jobs, we call them. Yeah. If you don't see a little sparrow, you know, everybody says it's an LBJ.
Right.
They're hard to identify, and they're skulky, they down in the grasses. Yeah. So they're hard to see, but this time of the year they're coming in, staking out nesting territories, and the process of doing that is singing. That's their way of saying, this is mine. And so there's, I was out there last week, and there's three birds out there that you don't normally find breeding sites for. Henslow's sparrow is one. The grasshopper sparrow is another one. And we also heard the horned lark last week. So those three birds we're going to key in on and really try to get. And then other, you know, there's a lot of other birds there too, but those are the ones we're really looking for.
So we'll be listening for some of those birds, and I guess you have some portable examples.
Right.
Here on your smartphone, on your, some of these sounds.
This is the Henslow sparrow. It's a hiccup is the best way you can describe it.
Okay.
So when you're walking through tall grasses, and there's these little birds that like to hide in the grass, right, you're basically listening for a hiccup.
Okay. It is, yeah, like a hiccup, and you'll be taking those sounds along with you, so people will know what to listen for.
Yeah,
during the
bird walk. You don't do sounds in the field. Right. It's breeding season; they're setting up territories, and that can really mess up the birds if you're playing recordings in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll huddle around the cars when we first get there and play some of these calls for a couple of the birds that we're really looking for, so they have an idea, and then we'll go on from there.
Yeah, what are maybe some of the unusual birds that you might see? Maybe you're hoping for some rarities. Are there any types like that?
Actually, those are the rarities.
Okay.
We will see some other things. Migration season is wearing down now. Spring, April, May, June, primarily May, is the main migration period for the birds who wintered southern United States, Central America, South America, coming up through to select their nesting territory. And that big migration push is pretty much winding down now. So I think a lot of the migrants that go through, some of the warblers, which are beautiful colors, but I think a lot of them have already gone through, those who are not going to stay here and nest.
Birds that go to the south, these migratory birds, you said Central and South America. So these are vast distances they're covering. They come through Michigan. Where does some of them wind up going north?
Some of them, a few of them stay here. Some of them go up into the northern lower peninsula. Some of them continue on up into the upper peninsula and way up into Canada. They have a long trip.
I'm speaking with Clara Bratton, former naturalist at the Fenner Nature Center in Lansing. We are at the Harris Nature Center today in Meridian Township talking about a bird watching event taking place on Sunday It's at Davis Foster Park, north of Grand River on Van Atta Road in Meridian Township. What are some other places that you like to go in our area or around the state to spot birds and just enjoy the outdoors? There's so many places, but do you have some personal favorites?
There are so many places. In Meridian Township, there's Harris Nature Center, of course, Legg Park, which is just across the road. There is Lake Lansing North Park, and there is Black Woods. Any place there's woods, fields, is a good place to go. This last weekend, I was at Ottawa City, and there's a peninsula that goes out into the lake there. The birding was fantastic this last weekend up there.
Yeah, what sorts of things did you see?
Warblers,
yeah.
All kinds of warblers, vireos, flycatchers all flying through. Blackpoll warbler, I hadn't seen one in a long time, so it was fun seeing them up there.
Yeah, what does that bird look like?
He's a black and white bird. But his pattern is, he has a black cap on him and black streaks on his body.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the other things you do as a part-time naturalist now, besides leading bird watching tours. What other sorts of things?
I'm really involved in an organization called Wild Ones.
Right.
And we have...
We spoke to you earlier on
yes,
Current State during Neighbors
yes,
in Action.
Yes, we were over there a couple weeks ago. And I'm trying to... And it keys in very nicely with birds, because if you don't have the habitat for all the animals around us, mm-hmm. we're losing them. The bird populations are decreasing significantly, as are amphibians, a lot of the other animals that we... reptiles that we really are part of our whole environment.
Yeah.
And a key to our environment, and insects. People tend to say they don't like insects. Of course, the mosquitoes are buzzing around us here, so.
Not biting too bad, though.
No, yeah. No, actually, see, I wore a long sleeve shirt,
yeah,
I knew.
I wore dark colors, but short sleeves.
But the native plants are extremely important to reestablishing a healthy environment.
What are some of the most unusual or even favorite birds of yours to spot, where you kind of see one and go, gotcha?
Gotcha. Some of the common ones are really kind of fun to see.
Yeah.
I love to see tufted titmouse. I think they're just the cutest little bird. And in the springtime, the warbler is going through. There are so many different colors, a Blackburnian warbler. Yeah. When you get a Blackburnian warbler in the sun, he has an orangish red breast,
yeah.
and it just glows like he's on fire. So,
some of those subtle colors are really most interesting too. When the light hits a bird right and catches the feathers, mm-hmm. what appears to be gray or brown has shades
right.
of green or orange in them.
Right. Yeah. An indigo bunting is one of the our local ones, mm-hmm. and if you look in the book, he's a blue. And on days that are overcast or cloudy, he's gray, because blue is reflected light. It's the way the feathers are built to reflect the light. So unless the light is there, the blue doesn't show up. But when the sun is on him, he glows too.
Clara Bratton leads you on bird watching this Sunday. Again, tell us when and where that is.
It is at 8 o'clock at Davis Foster Park on Van Atta Road, north of Grand River. It's on the dirt part of Van Atta Road, so there's not a lot distinguishing there, but look at the sign on the east side of the road.
Clara Bratton is a naturalist working with the Harris Nature Center and Fenner Nature Center and throughout the Lansing area. Clara, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.